Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Zach Schoenfeld is a staff writer for The Hill, and we asked him to join us today. Thanks for being here, Zach, to update us on the latest on this assassination attempt on former President Trump. And is that person charged with assassination-like charges, or what are the charges against this 58-year-old Ryan Routh?
They are not. Instead, they are charged with what are more run-of-the-mill firearm charges. So in this criminal complaint that was unsealed earlier today, it includes two counts. The first count is that he was possessing a firearm while a felon. Federal law makes that a crime. And then the second charge here is that the gun that he allegedly had had an obliterated serial number. So these charges, at least directly, could have been brought against any defendant over firearms offenses, regardless of whether a former president was only a few hundred yards away. Now, that's not to say that these are going to be the only charges. At this point, we're expecting this investigation to continue. We're expecting prosecutors to go before a grand jury in the coming days to seek an indictment. And there is a chance that more charges will be added to this. But at least as of now, this suspect is not being directly charged over what is a federal crime, and that is attempting to assassinate the president.
Right. I mean, it lines up. If you are hiding in the bushes and you have a scope on the former president, certainly looks like an attempted assassination. So I've got to think, too, like you just mentioned, that more charges will come forth after the investigation is complete. What do they know so far? Can you describe what happened on that golf course?
Yeah, so according to this complaint that was unsealed today, prosecutors say that this suspect, Ryan Routh, arrived alongside the Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach at about 1 a.m. Sunday morning. They say cell phone data indicates that he was there from all the way from 1 a.m. in the morning for about 12 hours until about 1:30 p.m. when Trump was out playing golf on his golf course, and Secret Service were doing their usual, going a few holes ahead of him, trying to secure the area. And that's when, in the afternoon, a Secret Service agent allegedly spotted this suspect, began firing, and that's when they fled. So really a shocking revelation here that this person seemed to be basically in position for as much as 12 hours.
Hmm. And then they got video of the car he was in. They apprehended him on an interstate in a neighboring county. He seemed to acknowledge that he knew why he was being pulled over and arrested. Was he in court today? And do you know what his demeanor was like?
Yeah, he was in court this morning. So he was taken into custody yesterday. As you said, after he fled, he got in a car, started driving north on I-95, actually got across the county line, and then there was a bolo out for him. And then in that county is when they were actually able to apprehend him in that vehicle. And then they did take him into custody until this morning when he appeared in court. Now, I was not in the courtroom with him, so I can't speak to what his demeanor was. But so far, we haven't heard a whole lot more than beyond just this narrative of what I've told you. Like I said, we know prosecutors and authorities have been trying to talk with him. They've been giving some press conferences. We're expecting actually another press conference later this afternoon. But at least as far as we can tell, there's not a whole lot more that he's been saying at this point.
Is it safe to say that this might be the deadliest election year on record with what appears to be two assassination attempts?
Yeah, certainly shocking, allegations, even though this, the one back in July at Trump's rally was a bit more of a close call than this one. Certainly the stakes are high here, and I think you're recognizing that not only Republicans, but also Democrats. And you saw President Biden earlier today going out and speaking, saying that he thinks there should be more resources, and then also condemning this apparent assassination attempt. And also, I would just note that this isn't something that's just limited to Trump. We are having cases of all sorts of threats against public officials, whether it be, judges in some of Trump's cases, or even like Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, where there is now a trial scheduled for next summer of a man who 2 years ago showed up to his house and is accused of attempting to assassinate the justice. So certainly this has been an almost deadly year for Trump, but I think that goes for a lot of officials right now in the public limelight.
And what is the former president and his camp saying about this? And is he back out on the campaign trail today?
As far as we can tell, the campaign is going to move ahead with their schedule as planned. He is scheduled to have some events, not today, but later this week, out in a few different states. As far as we can tell, those haven't been canceled at this point. But what we have heard from the former president, he's been lashing out at Vice President Harris. He has actually placed blame on Harris and her campaign for what has happened to him. Now, we should note that Harris, like I said, just alongside President Biden, they have both condemned this. But you're seeing Trump very much pinning the blame on politics.
Well, that's politics itself, isn't it? That's kind of how all of this goes. Anything else you want to share with us before we let you go?
At this point, I'll just say that the next time that that this suspect is going to be back in court, we're expecting him to make another appearance next Monday. At that point, we're expecting prosecutors to argue that he should be continued to be detained all the way up until trial. So at least as of now, he'll be detained for the next week, and then the judge will soon make a decision about what's going to happen after that.
Thank you so much for your report, Zach.
Good to be with you.